listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Fire crews have managed to contain a breakout fire south of Perth. The Waroona bushfire has now been downgraded to Watch and Act level, covering parts of Coolup, Melon, Nangarbrook, Teesdale and Waroona. The number of properties lost in the fire remains at 8. Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson says with the cause blamed on campers, we must avoid a repeat over the Easter break.
Please think about their actions in bushland over coming days. We do want people to have a good Easter break, but please don't be silly. And we will have dry conditions and the risks are very real.
In the US, where at least 20 people have been plunged into freezing cold waters following a bridge collapse in Baltimore. A cargo ship has collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to crumble. Police are urgently trying to track down a man who allegedly indecently assaulted a teenage girl in Perth South yesterday afternoon. The young girl was walking through a park walkway between Juliet Road and Recess Parkway in Coolbelup when she was allegedly assaulted between 3:30 and 3:50. Anyone with information is urged to call police. West Aussies have been fleeced of nearly $22 million by scammers. Last year's total is a new record, with nearly 1,400 people falling victim to fraudsters. Most of the money has been lost by buyers and sellers on classified sites and online marketplaces. Our Southwest and Sydney are now connected with a new direct flight. Jetstar's inaugural service has touched down in Busselton this afternoon. In sport, the opening test match of the summer between Australia and India will be played in Perth. It'll be held in late November, 2 weeks after we host a one-dayer between the Aussies and Pakistan. And Fremantle is set for the big Friday night stage, hosting the Crows at Optus Stadium in a twilight match. Forward Matt Tabana is in doubt after hurting his back at training this morning, while Michael Frederick can't wait to see the Purple Army out in force.
It'd be awesome to get a good crowd on the Friday night, and hopefully we can get the win on the Friday night and make some Freo fans pretty happy.